This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon, and it's about 11 minutes until the top of the hour. Our next guest is from Raincheck Arts Magazine to preview this weekend's arts and entertainment happenings and talk about some recent interviews over at Raincheck. Lily Oudekerk, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
Nice to have you here. Raincheck Arts Magazine, a new entity in Juno. If somebody hasn't heard it yet or seen it, been to your website, how would you describe it?
Good question. I would say that it is the house concert of art magazines. It's pretty laid back, and it's really about the people who make the art in our community. So it's focused on human connection.
Got it. And you're one of the founders?
I am.
What's your crew look like these days?
I am very lucky to be surrounded by a lot of wonderful people. It's myself, Mandy Nguyen, who heads up our interview section, Kuklish, who is an assistant editor. We also have Lewis Chapman, who does some development work for the magazine. So it's – and, of course, Erica Bergren, who is our creative content manager. So it's really a wonderful crew of people.
All right. And remind us the website.
It's raincheckmag.com. So raincheck. MAG.com. And we're also on Instagram and Facebook if you want to follow us along there.
All right. Tell us about some recent interviews or pieces.
Yeah, absolutely. So we currently have an interview on our website with theater artist and performer Ryan Conroe. Ryan, if you haven't seen his work, he's truly spectacular, and his theater engages with place. It engages with people. He's a facilitator as well. And a mission and something that's important to him is other people sharing their own stories. He was recently in town performing his play, Saints of Failures, which explores his identity as a gay man in the Christian faith, as well as many other things. So we had a chance to sit down with him and talk about his experiences, talk about what forms his way of thinking as he creates work that is so place-based.
What was it? Was there something in that interview that surprised or inspired you about his work?
So many things. Yeah, I think it's definitely an interview worth reading. I mean, Ryan is just an extremely thoughtful and intentional person and a curious person. And selfishly, I was very excited to do this interview because a lot of my own interests and passions line up with the kind of work he does. So for me, as someone, you know, a bit earlier on in my career path, it was really, really wonderful to learn about the ways that he tries to move through this practice. Theater, which, you know, theater, which is an art form that requires you to think about how you present yourself and what it means. So anyway, I learned a lot from that interview. We talked about, what role place plays in his work. It's a huge role, and he lived in Juneau for many, many, many years. He now lives in New York mostly, but he has a lot of pieces that are site-specific and engage with Alaska.
Got it. And are you doing sort of web interviews in print form? I understand you might be doing some video as well. How's that?
Yes. So up until this point, our magazine is entirely online, and so you can find a written dialogue basically published. But starting with our upcoming interview with floral designer Melissa Garcia Johnson, we're also adding a video component, which I'm really excited about, and that interview will launch early next week.
All right. We actually have a sound clip from that interview. You want to set us up for this?
Yeah. No, actually, let's play it and then we can talk about it.
All right.
I don't know that if I had been like living in California and had been given the choice of going into florals that I would have done it. But I think there's something specific about like the lushness of Juneau and Alaska that like I wouldn't find in the dried palms of Palm Springs or L.A., not that I don't find beauty in it, but I think there's something about just like the abundance of life and growth in Alaska that really has just felt super special to me.
All right. Tell us more.
Yeah. So I was really excited for us to interview Melissa. She's a wonderful person and also is really, really great at what she does. And as a floral designer, her work inherently has to engage with the landscape around her. And so the clip we just heard is we were discussing her relationship to this land and to Juneau and how her art is directly impacted by and in relation to that. She finds great inspiration in Juneau and in Southeast Alaska. She's originally from California, which is what you hear early in that soundbite. Yeah, so in this interview, she talks about her work's relationship to place, also how ephemeral her art form is and how that plays into her design work. She talks about the environmental impact of the floral industry, which is so important and especially important here. She's very thoughtful as well, and it's a great interview, and I'm really looking forward to people being able to watch it and read it.
Why is it important for you to get the words of artists out to the community?
Art is such a visceral and true representation of human form and experience. And I think especially artwork that I see in Southeast Alaska, it's so strongly in relationship to the land and to other people. And I think it's so important that when we're thinking about art and looking at art, we are also thinking about it within the context of who's making it and appreciating the person behind it. Without the humanness of it, we don't have the art. So, yeah.
All right. So that interview with Melissa Johnson will go up when?
Early next week. We're hoping for Tuesday.
All right. And that will be a video interview.
It will be, yes.
Okay. We just have a couple minutes left, Lily. Any idea of what we should all get to this weekend?
Yeah, absolutely.
I know it's a little bit of confusing times, right? People are saying stay in and avoid public places. So I'm not sure what the art scene looks like this weekend.
It is. Yeah. As you feel safe and so inclined to go out, there are a couple of cool things happening. Something I'm looking forward to, Saturday, March 14th at 7:15 at McPheeters Hall. There's a theater at Latitude 58 is producing One Act Wonders. Two one acts, I believe, that are being showcased and directed by new directors. So that's really exciting to see new folks work. I am also looking forward to Gold Town. Theater is always producing really cool things. There's a Jewish Film Festival going on, and Sunday, March 15th at 2 p.m., there is a documentary on Fiddler on the Roof. So if you're a Broadway musical theater dork like me, you'll be interested in that one. And then this isn't this weekend, but on Wednesday, Mountainside Open Mic, which happens every week at the Rookery, is hosting George Kuhar, which will sure to be a great concert. So those are some things on my upcoming list, things to watch out for.
All right, Lily Oderkirchen from Raincheck Arts Magazine. Can you give us your website again, please?
Absolutely. It's raincheckmag.com.
All right, Lily, thank you so much for coming on the show today. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, thank you so much for having us on, Scott.
Thanks, Lily.